Yeah, Kylie Minogue, Better the Devil You Know, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Are you all right there? Are you bouncing around in your chair?
I'm bouncing around in the chair, yeah.
Excitement of a Friday for you.
Oh, telling you. I will say, I was chatting to Tara there at the old sink. We do have a hangout at the old sink sometimes.
The old sink moment.
Swapping the old sink stories, you know yourself. See you at the sink, I want a word. And she was like, Grant, see you at the sink. Went over and she said, did this short week feel like a long week? I was like, yeah, it did a bit, yeah. I had to do it. It had to do that sneaky thing again.
It always does,
where the shorter week feels like the longer week.
You look forward to it. You think, look, what could possibly go wrong? It's physically shorter. It's less working time. And then for some reason you end up wrecked.
It actually feels a day longer.
Yeah.
What's all that? I can't really get my head around the understanding of it.
I think you work harder in the 4 days. You do 5 days work in the 4 days.
I definitely didn't. Let's be honest. I definitely didn't do that.
Okay, point taken.
But anyway, here we are. Happy weekend, everybody. We made it.
And look at
this.
We're
all here.
Darren from Crumlin showing off. Morning, PJ and Jim. That's a beautiful Friday morning. Just back from a 5 mile run. Feel good after it. He actually says a 5 mole run.
5 mole run.
Yeah, but
unless he's up to something, we don't know what it is. You never know.
Unless he passes 5 moles.
Yeah.
He doesn't stop running.
He keeps going until he kills 5 moles. Do we have moles in Ireland? I don't know if we do. Haven't a clue. It's a very English thing, a mole, isn't it?
It does seem quite an
English thing.
You always
see moles on English TV. I don't know if we have
English
moles.
Lawns.
English lawns and, yeah, up to no good. Little, and all the TV shows, was always a mole.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I don't know if we have them. Anyway, I'm gone down the total mole hole there.
We'll move on anyway.
Yeah, gone down the mole hole. Don't need to be talking
about
that.
A lot of good birthdays in for you today.
Oh, very good, Jim. Look, I'm in form this week,
exactly.
So you never know. I think I'm gonna hit a jackpot.
Day. Yeah, the Travelling Wilburys, Handle With Care here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you folks. 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. We're about to do the birthdays today. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you got a bit of an old celebration going on. Right, you ready to go?
Yes.
What a start for you. Actually, will I start with this? Yeah, I will start with this. What a start for you, right?
Right, yeah.
Because, I mean, not only is this a really famous actor, right?
Indeed.
Really famous actor. From, I think what you have said is one of, if not the,
oh jeepers,
favourite TV show of yours.
Oh my god, right, we're really getting, this is high optimism then.
High optimism on this one, I have to say. It's this bloke's birthday.
Well, now, the days are short. And I'm in the autumn of the year. And now, I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it pours sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
Sounds like a fella going mad about a bottle of wine, doesn't it?
I tell you, you want to look that up on YouTube.
He's
that whole
fantastic
thing. When he does that, when I was 17, whatever that song is called, right, when he does it.
Yeah.
And it's, apart from the voice, you want to see the expression he makes.
Oh, yeah. He's still my William Shatner, obviously, is
yeah.
who it is.
Yeah.
William Shatner from Star Trek, the incredible and the original Captain Kirk. He's actually not the original Captain Kirk.
Really?
Believe it or not. No, there was someone else in the very, very first episode. And then he did the pilot in the first episode, and now he's not good enough. We need someone who talks like that. Oh my god, I just realised.
Pat Kenny.
He's exactly like Pat Kenny. He's exactly like Pat Kenny.
Beam us up, Scotty. Yeah.
Welcome to the Late Late Show.
Enterprise. Yeah.
The first guest is an alien from Romulus. That's fantastic.
Wait, by the way, where did all that stuff with William Shatner start? That whole talky over songs bit.
I don't have a clue.
How did he become the bloke
all that? Somebody got him to do Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It was one of those things. It must have been like, can your granddad sing? I think he can. Yeah, he does a song every so often. All right, we'll get him up there. Give him a deal. Hell yeah. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Because it went on.
And then someone gave him the whole album.
You know, it went right the way up to, like, he does a version of Pulp.
Yeah.
Common People and all.
Oh, yeah.
It's mad. Like, where did he corner the market on?
I don't
talking
know.
Talking the lyrics of a song.
I don't know if he really wanted to do it. That's my, you know, I have a feeling that maybe he didn't really voluntarily do it. He just kept getting dragged out and offered a few quid and he thought, please,
I can't sing, but I love the money.
You know, so they just got to do it. But I love William Shatner. I'm a huge fan of William Shatner. And he's gas. He's hilarious on Twitter as well. Because he's a bit of a grumble stillskin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's apparently he fell out with Leonard Nimoy and George Takei.
He falls out with everybody. He's brilliant. I love watching him. He falls out with everybody. He's great crack. He's a proper old grumbledon. He's like an old style Republican before Trump came along. He's like Ronnie Reagan or something. Do you know them lot? He's like one of them.
Right.
So I think he's in his 80s. He's like 89.
Oh! 88. Oh. 88. Not bad.
I'm sorry, Captain.
Another one for today. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Yeah.
The man who gave us some of the most annoying tunes in the history of the world. Let's be honest about it.
How I love those cultivated colours. What a wonderful cultivated colours.
Actually, yeah, I do hold that against him. I'm sorry. I mean, I know that's a phenomenally well-known and successful musical. But
garbage.
That Joseph is...
Yeah, I've never seen it. Oh, and here's me still saying it's garbage, which is a terrible thing to do.
I went along to that. I know I told you this story before, but I went along to that. For some reason in my head, I thought it was some sort of biblical...
I always thought it was a biblical...
Like a Jesus Christ superstar.
Yeah, that's what I always thought it was.
And then the Elvis impersonator came on.
Jesus' sake.
And I thought, I don't remember reading that in the Bible.
Yeah. And on the third day... He gave us blue suede shoes.
I know they used to refer to the king, but I thought you were talking about Jesus. It was actually Elvis.
Yeah. Like they put Jesus up the cross and they hammered in the nail.
That's the confusion because there's the same number of letters. Well, it took me ages to work it out.
Yeah. I'll never forget that reading that in the Bible. When they put Jesus on the cross and they put him up and he looks to the sky and he goes, "You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time."
Yeah. I'm sure the other ones are great. I haven't seen many of the other ones. I have seen Phantom of the Opera. Very good.
Yeah, I've never seen any of them. Isn't that terrible? Yeah. I just know that the songs really irritate me.
Do they?
Did he do Cats? He didn't do Cats.
He did do Cats.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying he did.
Although the American Cats. Oh! Oh, hold on, that's Flash Gordon.
That's Flash Gordon. That would have been fantastic.
That's Flash Gordon.
They're superhero cats.
Yeah. Cats. Oh! Hey, save yourself the universe! Right. To get me out of my embarrassment once
again.
Andrew Lloyd Webber is... Oh, he's 81.
71.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah, actually, to be fair to you, yeah, I can understand where you went with 81 on that, yeah, to be fair.
He's got a bit of a rubber head as well. He's been interfering with himself. Right. He's another one of them, isn't he? He's got a fake nose or mad lips or designer wrinkles or whatever it is.
I have no comment to make on Andrew Lloyd Webber interfering with
himself. Yeah, he has, though.
What I will say is... Saturday birthdays, right? So you've none from Friday, but there's three shots at Saturday. Here we go.
Okay.
Mo Farah! Yeah.
Yeah, on the same stuff that Connor's horse was on.
What?
Isn't he?
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Was there suspicions about Mo Farah?
Was there? Oh my God, there's a whole Channel 4 documentary dedicated to Mo Farah and how he doesn't get caught.
Oh my God, I missed
that. Yeah. Oh, he's on the
juicy.
Are
you sure it wasn't just that vegetarian stuff he eats that he advertises on the telly?
You know something, I've eaten a lot of tofu myself.
Was it corn?
Corn and tofu and all that shit.
Maybe that just...
Soy. Isn't that what he loves? Yeah,
that's
it's a bit of soy.
That's probably what it was.
No, yeah. I have a funny feeling that it wasn't that. I have a funny feeling.
I just assumed it was the veggie stuff because of the time the two lads in the Happy Pair were in here and they move as fast as Mo Farah all the time.
Yeah, but they don't. It's mad, isn't it? I really like them lads, the Happy Pair lads. I do, yeah. I really
It'd
like
It'd be great
them.
If they stayed easy.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Just while you speak to
if
them.
You lads! Jesus, like Jedward. Lads! They're brilliant, they are.
Vegward, you christened them, didn't you?
It wasn't me, I think it's Mario Rosenstock, isn't it? His character calls them Vegward.
Vegward.
Yeah. But they're gas,
so
lads.
Mo Farah is... God, he was the darling, wasn't he, for a while?
The darling of British sport, yeah.
Yeah.
So now that he's probably on juice, I don't know how they're going to pull it off by making him Irish, but I'm sure they'll find a way. They always do. So I'm going to say he's now... Like 36.
Yes!
Ah!
Well
there we
done.
Go.
36 is. And you know Mo Farah is the only man to beat The Cube. You know that television show, The
Cube?
Yes! So do you reckon now that they'll have to strip him of that title as well?
Well, I don't know. If he was on the brain juice.
Well, who knows?
You never know.
Right, okay. Speaking of brain juice. Oh, this is terrible. Marty Pello. Marty Pello's birthday today. A man who himself has confessed to having his fair share of issues with various substances that might be in circulation in the wrong part of town.
Mind you, his weren't performance enhancing. His probably ruined a few performances for him. Yeah, and filled him full of fig rolls the other time. I'd say that was kind of what he was at, wasn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I will say again, he was someone that was on the phone to us.
And he was dead on.
And he was surprisingly dead on.
Yeah.
Because you do get an idea in your head, don't you? Well, I do.
That a lad would be a bit funny.
And, you know, big lad from Scotland who likes a few drugs, right? And, you know what I mean? And he's a Rangers fan. You think, oh, geez, this,
oh yeah, yeah, straight away.
Like, this is all the ingredients
going
now
wrong.
To be captain. Arse for the mouth now. This is going to be dreadful when he gets on. And he was a lovely fella.
His sound, yeah.
Took the mic out himself and laughed at his past and everything. Yeah.
I had heard somebody say that they had interviewed him and he had a proper narc.
So did I hear that as well.
Obviously, it was just that person because he was fine.
He was lovely. He was a lovely fella.
Right, how old is he?
He's 57.
54.
Oh,
54. Unlucky.
And then a singer,
very quickly. Because I don't really know if this person would even be in your frame of reference as such, but Chaka Khan.
I only put it in
so that I could say the name. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan, everybody Chaka Khan. Do what you can when you're dentist, Chaka Khan. If you're going to the fridge, get me milk, Chaka Khan. Can you put it on the cereal, Chaka Khan? I love that, Chaka Khan.
I know absolutely nothing about her other than the odd tune, of course. And
I feel for you.
Just the fact that I love saying Chaka Khan.
Yeah, Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Mo Farah's on the drug, Chaka Khan. Yeah, that song, you can put anything in it. Yeah. Chaka Khan, Jim McCabe, he's bald, Chaka Khan. He's 52, so is Mo Farah, Chaka Khan. What you gonna do when you do it, Chaka Khan? On the radio, talking to you, Chaka Khan. Yeah, I love that. Oh. Oh, so much crack. So
that's the sum knowledge of our Chaka Khan. Let's find out, do we know our age?
It's very important knowledge, yeah.
Chaka Khan, what's your
scoops, Chaka Khan. Gonna have it with a coffee on my own, Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. We're going to, gonna do something with a mic, Chaka Khan. Right, grand. Okay, I've run out. And she is 61.
Oh, 66, buddy.
Oh, fart.
66.
Right.
Not bad. What did you get? You got one right, did
I
you?
I got one right. And that wasn't bad now. I was on the post with another and kind of then a few loose balls here and there.
And then Chaka Khan came along.
And then Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Nearly got a Chaka Khan. Was in the right deck of Chaka Khan. Not quite, but there, Chaka Khan. Sunday.
Good stuff. Thanks, Tara 633, and happy Friday to
Woo-hoo,
you.
Woo-hoo, happy Friday.
How are you?
Great.
What's the
saying,
Friday form?
I was just saying to PJ, thank God it's Friday, because for a short week it took an awful long time to get here, didn't it?
Short weeks never live up to their name.
Yeah, they don't.
No,
there's something
they
about
don't.
They always feel a day longer. How does that work?
It's a weird
sort of shift between time and space that just takes away.
Yeah.
It adds in sort of psychological time where physical time didn't exist.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wow, that was very warm.
It was
that
very
was deep.
Profound.
Wow. Well, we were talking about William Shatner earlier, you see.
Can I tell you my William Shatner joke?
Yes, please.
Of course.
Why did Lieutenant Uhuru cry?
I don't know. Why did Lieutenant Uhuru cry?
Because William Shatner. Thank you.
I tell you.
I did not see that.
There's nowhere to go after that. We've reached a high point.
Yeah, that's it. Talk about an out.
Oh, downhill for the show today from here, boys.
That's it. We'll never reach those dizzy heights again, I tell you. Madonna and Hung Up, Rick Astley. Ahead of that, Never Gonna Give You Up here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Rick Astley, not one of our Forever Young songs, by the way, just in case you were wondering, but we will give you details of what they are very soon so that you can listen out for them through the course of the morning. Few bits and pieces, though, to get through. Somebody has been on to say, Jim, what's PJ's take on proud Englishman Declan Rice tweeting? Up the rap.
Oh, it's so funny.
If you haven't come across this,
it's so funny.
It's incredible.
Do this after 7?
Let's get into it.
Okay. It's the funniest story. My brother, heart sign. Up the rap. Shamrock. Oh, it's a four leaf clover. That's who's
right.
And the green heart. And he goes, wait till we draw England and put a devil face. It is the funniest story. Talk about, he's such a...
I mean, when it comes to shooting yourself in the foot.
It's just the funniest thing. The memes that went around the place yesterday and last year, let's talk about it. It's too funny.
Okay, we'll talk about it later on. So we'll revisit that, John.
Oh,
Field,
I was just going to harp on now. I was actually just getting carried away with myself.
Harp away, because I need to nip out to the loo. Will I come back in a while?
Oh, no, it's no fun if you're not here. Oh, no.
I thought you were going to go full rant.
Oh, no. It's just the funny. He's just the most... He's quickly becoming the most dislikable person in world sport.
But he's also becoming... somebody who's made himself look like a bit of a gobshite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, as in, not the most intelligent bloke in the
world.
No,
I know. Now, I know he was 15 when he did this, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time,
I mean, that's going to be interesting walking into the English dressing room.
Oh, jeepers, it's so funny.
Because, I mean, it's not like football and lads won't give you a mistake.
And I couldn't resist. I went on to Sky Sports last night. I was there. I have to see what they're saying about this. This is fantastic. Mm. The turncoat Declan Rice, the man who used Irish football to basically get his promotion to English football, turns his coat and the woman goes, a footballer scandal with Declan Rice, who is known to have Instagrammed the words up the RA.
Up the RA.
Up the RA. It's up the RA, love, is what it is.
Did they not even understand the context?
Well, no, she goes, it's apparently a phrase used to by IRA supporters.
Right.
They haven't a clue, of course, in fairness, with the context of it. They haven't a clue, they've been hidden from it. They have all the stuff of his football.
This only broke yesterday, did it?
Broke yesterday.
I'd love to see the English tabloids this morning.
Wait, don't even mind the tabloids. Get on hashtag Declan Rice and have the day of your life laughing on Twitter, because all the memes, they put his head on Mary Lou marching behind the England Get Out of Ireland banner that was in St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
They put his head on some of the one I stuck up myself was a bit of crack actually, with the IRA press conference from years ago.
Looks like he's in the council.
And he's there. He looks like he's P. O'Neill himself doing the reading. And there was someone else put up a picture of him it was supposed to be his reaction and giving his public statement. And there was a guy in a balaclava with an Easter lily on his head holding a scroll. It's so funny. It's absolutely brilliant. I tell you something.
And as you say, the one where he morphs into Alan Partridge.
Oh.
Because the Alan Partridge thing is doing the rounds at the moment. Him singing Come Out Your Black and Tans.
And would it all make sense now? If I tell you something, if the Wolf Tones aren't writing a song now
about Declan Rice,
Fernando rising from the dead do you know something? That's what I put up on Twitter as well yesterday. The 100 grand from John Delaney.
Yeah.
The mystery 100 grand. Who knew he was giving it to Declan Rice to buy Armalites? Huh? Who knew? It was a gun running thing.
He was funding. Oh,
he
my
was
God.
Oh, I tell you, the scandal.
The thing about that one as well is, how wealthy do you have to be to lend your job money?
I know, but you're here.
Imagine Sean coming to you and going, listen, PJ, a bit stuck to pay, actually, your own salary this month. Would you give us a lend of 100 grand?
Oh, I know.
How wealthy do you have to be to lend your own job money?
Yeah, to keep them afloat.
The people who
do you think you might be earning too much?
The people who pay you are asking you for a lend of money.
Yeah.
How? I mean,
do you think you might be earning too much when your actual business has to borrow from you to stay alive? I know it's gas, isn't it?
Wow.
Can we play the Wolf Tones
today?
What
a fantastic footballing world we live in.
I love it.
This little country of ours.
Oh, can we play? We have to be able to play the Wolf Tones today. It was far across the sea when Declan Rice wouldn't play for me. He went to play for them. Oh, it's brilliant. And he took the FAI for ransom. Na, 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 na. Up their asses. Up their ass. Go on, Declan.
I have a feeling Declan Rice is not going to hear the end of this.
Oh,
for quite
brilliant.
Some time, you might say.
For a very long time, yeah.
And one other thing, just very quickly, just to mention as well, that somebody has taken issue with you saying that William Shatner wasn't the original Captain Kirk.
He wasn't.
Well, these people are saying that he was, but that his name in the original, in the pilot series, was Christopher Pike was the captain's name.
No, but it's not. William it's not Shatner. Him. No, it's not him. You can see it even on Netflix.
Trying
it's a
to find
actor.
This thing so that you can have a row with them.
Yeah, no, it's not him. It's definitely not him.
Right.
It's a different.
Keep
different
talking
altogether.
There while I'm looking, will you?
Right. Well, you can actually watch it there on Netflix. The very first episode. I remember that from years ago.
Right.
And it's some other captain altogether. Yeah, the original captain from the Enterprise is not Captain Kirk. Believe it or not. You're just
I'm still scrolling,
he's got
yeah.
his head down.
Yeah. I'm just scrolling. I just wanted to find it so you could answer them back, but I can't find it now.
Oh.
But WhatsApp's a pain in the face, isn't it? WhatsApp is... You can never find
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah,
knowledge.
You can never. Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, there you go.
Listen, apart from that, we've got loads on the way. We've got your Forever Young songs. We've got the shot at Big Cash and a second clue, by the way, on Who the Man.
Oh, of course, the second part of the clue yesterday, yeah.
Absolutely, so that's on the way. We'll give you a final crack at the breakfast table quiz and...
Jeffrey Hunter.
Off,
that's his name.
What?
That was the original actor for
no,
Star Trek.
Fred Cook is coming in after
no,
this.
No, Jeff... Oh, God, sorry. I'm getting all excited. Jeffrey Hunter, anyway, it was. Not William Shatner.
So there you go. I was going to say the icing on the cake will be Twinkle Toes himself, Fred Cook. No, as we have to call him now, Cook.
Fred Cook, of course, he corrected us on
apparently
it, yeah.
That's his proper Fred Cook.
Everyone says Cook,
it
but he's actually Cook.
It feel right.
Feels mad, Cook. Yeah. I was reading me book when I met Fred Cook and he hung his jacket around the hook, doesn't it?
Anyway, he's in after 8 o'clock.
Anyway, until then, everybody. Ooh, ah, up the ra. Declan Rice is in the ra.
Bruno Mars, Marry You here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday. Who the Man, along with another Eternal and the Only One here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Fabulous Friday. Happy Friday, folks. 10 and a half minutes past seven on this Friday. Valerie's been on. Tracy's been on from Galway because her mum, Valerie, and her dad, Jack, are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary,
BJ. Yay! There's a big one. That's a proper landmark.
Absolutely. Happy 50th wedding anniversary, Jack and Valerie. I know Jack. I know Tracy's dad, actually. Played a bit of golf with Jack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a picture of him there. You can have a look at the picture there. That's where he got dubbed Hulk Hogan. There you go.
Wow. I believe they used to call Jim the million to one shot. whereas Jack would take one. Jim would take a million.
Anyway.
That's what I heard. I'm just saying what I heard in golf circles.
Jack and Valerie, happy 50th wedding anniversary. Lots of love from Tracy in Galway, who says that she's the favourite child, secretly. Eternal and the Only One here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Fabulous Friday. Happy Friday, folks. 10 and a half minutes past seven. On this Friday, Tracy's been on from Galway because her mum, Valerie, and her dad, Jack, are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, BJ.
Yay, there's a big one. That's a proper landmark.
Absolutely. Happy 50th wedding anniversary, Jack and Valerie. I know Jack. I know Tracy's dad, actually. Played a bit of golf with Jack.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a picture of him there. You can have a look at the picture there. That's where he got dubbed Hulk Hogan. There you go.
Wow. I believe they used to call Jim the million to one shot. whereas Jack would take one. Jim would take a million.
Anyway.
That's what I heard. I'm just saying what I heard in golf circles.
Jack and Valerie, happy 50th wedding anniversary. Lots of love from Tracy in Galway, who says that she's the favourite child, secretly.
We all believe that. Secretly, of course.
Also, just to let you know, this hour, the Forever Young song that you're listening for, Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero, okay? Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero, that's what you need to hear. And when you do, text WIN, or WhatsApp WIN, rather, to 087-188-0008. But
here we
look
go.
Look what you've found.
Now, listen, we all know that footballers and stuff, they get transferred for crazy money. Mad money. And then last week, of course, we all heard the story of Armando the Pigeon. Do you remember Tara was doing it in the news?
Yeah.
Armando the Pigeon, who sold for $1.2 million. The most expensive pigeon ever sold.
It was a racing pigeon, obviously.
He wasn't just a fancy, an extraordinarily good looking.
Wasn't the one that had been captured on O'Connell Street.
No, wasn't the old geek, like them poor fellas with the foot blown off and smoking a cigarette. Yeah. You know the way they'd be walking around. I always think, though, and I will say, I think I've said it before, like, pigeons are the most loyal birds of all time. You know, the geese come over from Canada, they move around, and all the larks, they do their bit of emigration and the whole lot. The pigeon has wings. He can go anywhere he wants in the world. And where does he go? O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
Walks around chewing cigarette butts. You know what I mean? Saying hello to the tourists.
Pigeon is the...
My family's here.
Boy, is the avian version of that lad who goes, I wouldn't go for him.
They're walking around.
Not with the food and
the
all.
The cities they're from. They're walking around Dublin, Ireland, lads, what's the crack? Pigeons and Cork. So what would I want outside of Cork? Like,
cool.
You know?
Cool.
Yep, that's it. They do their own thing. Yep, I tell you. So pigeons, as much we may laugh, very loyal animals.
Right.
But I have here a list of the biggest transfers ever, like the biggest money transfers ever spent on animals all over the world, right?
Wow.
I'll give you the top five because we'd be here all day if we go into the 10. And because when it comes to animals, I have a tendency to go off into too much detail. I know, I do. I can't help myself. I go off into it, right? Some of these worth more than Declan Rice, who's in the ra. This is the funniest thing in the world. Ooh, up the ra. Declan Rice is in the ra. He's in trouble now. Oh, he'd be worth less than the cow. So here you go. So here we are. In number five, it was a Devonshire Dale sheep called Perfection. Now, you might wonder why a sheep would be sold for €265,000, but it was.
Is this a farmer-to-farmer transaction? Or was this selling the sheep for lamb chops or whatever.
Oh, jeez, you wouldn't eat that. Oh, God, imagine.
Or wool or... I don't, like, what was the... Who bought
it? Well, I'm not sure, right? So you must be kidding, is what the Star have said about this. it's good, isn't it? Scottish breeder Jimmy Douglas, he bought the sheep for $231,000 in 2009, and it was bred by an embryo transfer, so it was a very scientific sheep, and was the son of parents Kelso Oxygen and Knock Magnum. These are not like the poshest names ever. Never mind, if they were human names...
Like, even this is Kelso Magnum. He's just had his degree from Trinity. He's moving on. He's going for his master's, yeah. His Knock Magnum is a lecturer. Big man in the Church of Ireland there.
You know, you'd be all of that, wouldn't you? You'd be some, like, those are real, really posh human names. So Jonathan Long from Farmers Weekly, he says, yes, it is expensive. I know it seems like a lot to pay for sheep, but he did say, we are talking about the top end of pedigree sheep. So there you go.
Pedigree sheep.
Yeah, so I don't know what they did
for breeding purposes. For breeding other great sheep.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
It was a ewe. For having super sheep babies.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Big horns on them and everything, yeah. So there you go. So we're into number four.
A ewe, as in a female.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, you know what you're talking about. Whereas I don't have a ram's idea. Right, so Big Splash is the name of a dog that was sold for €1 million, right? And they say it's... the red Tibetan Mastiff sold for a huge amount to a Chinese oil baron. It's the Chinese are gone mad on the animal transfers, aren't they? It was them that did the whole Armando the Pigeon as well.
Yeah.
Like, because they do say, and your man doesn't seem to have gotten a great deal, right? So a Tibetan Mastiff, it normally goes for about £600 to £1,000. He spent $1 million on his. Million, yeah.
That expression of somebody saw you coming... Springs
it does, yeah. He says the high price is... he does say, yeah, it's a high price, but the breed has become a revered status symbol in China.
So he's just going to... He just wanted the dog.
He could have got one for a grand, like. Yeah. He spent $1 million. You know?
Very bizarre.
Anyway, Missy the cow, she's next. This has been replaced by Armando the Pigeon, but she was third expensive before Armando came along. Missy was bought by a Canadian investor in 2013 who paid up thanks to her perfect proportions. Woo! Sexy cow. The black and white Holstein cow produces 50% more milk than your average beast. Well, I'll tell you something.
So you want to be producing a lot of milk to get that money back.
You'd be producing, yeah, because nearly £1 million worth. An unnamed tuna fish, the tuna with no name.
Wow. He wanted to protect his identity.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah. They protected the tuna's identity.
It's like a lotto winner. Doesn't want their name published.
And this is
if I sell for that sort of money, don't mention me name.
If I go for 2.8 million.
I will
million.
Never live it down.
2.8 million, right? Yeah. I don't want anyone knowing.
Yeah.
I'll have everybody fish in the sea swimming around the door.
I tell you, do you know something? They'd be like piranhas. Yeah. They'd be like piranhas.
I'll tell you something. A tuna's hard to get a bit of pieces. It is being a bluefin tuna. So there you go. A sushi tycoon. This is actually the most boring story ever when it comes to when you think of the money involved. I think 2.8 million. This thing must be a flipping mermaid.
Right.
Flipping mermaid. But it turns out it's just a regular fish, a bluefin tuna. It was sold for 2.8 million. And when they asked him why did he spend it, he says, oh, because the quality of tuna is the best. It's literally the dullest story in the whole thing. 2.8 million. Isn't that unbelievable? So here we go. We're going to talk mad money now.
Right. So this is it. This is the number one, is it?
This is the number one. It's a stallion, a horse. And it became the most expensive horse in history when the Kentucky Derby winner was sold to Ireland to an Irish breeder. Coolmore stood for a reported price of €53 million. He's gone on to sire 60 race winners worldwide, and he's known as a shuttle stallion, which sounds like he's producing more milk than the cow, doesn't it? So there you go, a shuttle stallion.
50 odd mil.
53 million on a horse. On a horse!
So basically bring a horse over and, you know, allow him to
do a bit
what
of
nature intended.
Yeah, yeah. You may ride the horse, but this horse rides you. It's a very special, 53 million for the horse! God.
That's...
Telling you something. How much is Declan Rice worth now? I think he's falling down. Himself and Armando the Pigeon are devil begging this morning.
Guaranteed Irish, Thin Lizzy, Sarah here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7:21. On the subject of those expensive animals, somebody's just texted in to say, don't let Declan Rice near that €53 million horse. Remember Shergar?
Yeah. Oh, now you're talking. Exactly, yeah. Be made off with.
It's never going to go away, I tell you.
It's never going away.
It is never going away.
It's very funny. Like, it is very funny. It's just a very funny news story. He was only 15, so you have to kind of give him a little bit of slack. But at the same time, it's too funny not to have the crack.
Exactly. And Terry from the south side has texted in to say, hi guys, why do Northsiders keep pigeons? So they can teach the kids how to walk.
Been hearing that joke
harsh.
Our whole lives.
Harsh. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, and somebody has texted in Tuna, Young Offenders. Because, of course, a famous tuna episode of the Young Offenders.
There is, when they tried to rob a bluefin
not,
tuna.
Not 2.8 million's worth, but...
Well, I suppose it was technically supposed to be worth that in the show, but I think they may have not been a real one. Yeah, but of course they get it wrong in Young Offenders, and it's a yellowfin tuna and it gets eaten to bits anyway in the river, yeah.
Anyway, listen, 7.22, we're listening out for our Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero. That's our Forever Young song for this hour. And also still to come, which is very exciting, is yet another clue for Who the Man. We had a clue yesterday. We had a clue that's been out there for a while, Top Class. Yesterday there was a clue, Ding, from Michael, and there's another one on the way today before we play Who the Man, and it's worth a lot of wedge at
it
this
is
stage.
Yeah, we're on 1,340 quid. That's what we're on today. 1,340 quid, so it's a lot of money. And like Jim was saying, the second part of Magic Mike's clue, which he reckons is almost giving it away.
Right.
Almost giving it away.
So could we have a winner today? Who knows?
Maybe.
So that's on the way. And also, just a reminder, a bit later on, just after 8 o'clock, the brilliant Fred Cook, or Fred
Freddy
Cook.
Freddy Cook.
Fred Cook.
Fred Cook. We have to start saying it right.
It's going
I can't
to be
get
very
my mouth
tough.
Around it. Yeah. I know I'm like so... I know I'm like 20 years or something.
It sounds like something. I'm, you know... It sounds like I'm just...
Messing.
Like I'm slagging.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm slagging him, yeah. It feels like
Fred
I'm slagging.
Fred
Cook. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like saying Declan Reese.
All Saints, Pure Shores, here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, 22nd of March, 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Who the Man on the way. A big heap of cash, and if you were to get your hands on it, obviously what you spend it on is entirely up to yourself, but, well, you might just be tempted to spend it on something on the house, maybe.
Something on the house, yeah. All the mod cons, that's the phrase that was big in the boom. We're coming back now again, because if you're a renter in Dublin anyway... you're lucky to get a hall tour and be charged for $3,000 or $4,000 a month for it. So there you go. So all the mod cons, and then I don't know why Heathrow Express have bothered their
Barney.
Bothered their Barney doing this survey, but they've done it. They've talked to 2,000 people, and they've come up with the top 10 most favourite mod cons.
Oh
for
my
the,
God!
For
are,
the
we,
human
are, we doing,
household.
Are we doing a top 10?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it. Yeah,
I'm doing a top 10 right.
And
okay.
These they say now. What I find very bizarre about this list
right.
is they say the mod cons in the general modern era save people 51 minutes a day. There's no way that's right. They save you much more than 51 minutes.
I was just
going to
say,
much more, much more.
Let's get into it then and find out.
Raw, there we go. This is going to be sound like the most weird top 10 ever, right? So, in at number 10, the electric kettle.
I mean...
Do you know what I mean? It's, yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the alternative to the electric kettle? Putting it on the gas.
I suppose sticking it on the
boiling
gas.
Boiling it on the gas.
Or lighting a fire in the middle of the room and putting a pot in it.
Right,
that's
so
the other one.
That saves you way more than whatever they say.
Because it's seconds. I mean, Chambers, if you're me, you use the kettle to wash your hair and everything. So there you go. In at number 9, the sat-nav. Doubt that. Sat-nav's long dead. Sat-long, you know, with
well,
the mobile
Google Maps
phone.
And all that now. Yeah. Unless that's what they mean, just general GPS stuff.
I don't think so. Although, yeah, maybe you do, yeah. But anyway, I'll head on. Number 8. The humble but fantastic dishwasher, holding strong in number 8.
Brilliant.
Hate dishwashers, I do.
Do you?
I absolutely despise the idea of
dishwashers. Dishwashers are an absolute godsend.
They're nothing. They're just... That's why we have a mess here, because of dishwashers.
Oh, in this?
Yeah, anywhere.
No. The reason we have a mess in here is because people won't load the dishwasher.
No, it's because there is a dishwasher. That's why. If you have no option but to just clean up after yourself...
Not the crowd in here.
But that's they've given the option of the flipping dishwasher.
And they still don't use it. They don't put the stuff in.
You know what a dishwasher is? It's a press to keep dirty crap in. That's all a dishwasher is. It's where you keep dirty crap.
No, I'm a fan of the dishwasher.
Oh, I hate them.
No, I'm not brilliant at emptying it. I will confess that.
See,
but I am a fan. I'm a fan of loading it, though.
When you don't have a dishwasher...
Turning it on.
When you don't have a dishwasher, you won't believe what happens, right? I don't have one. You just clean up after yourself.
Yeah, but it's all sloppy and horrible. And all.
It's not sloppy and horrible.
Move on.
So the dishwasher absolutely doesn't deserve its place. After number seven, the microwave. Yeah, absolutely. Microwave. Yeah. Literally the instant cooker. It's been keeping single men alive since the 1950s.
Most people still use the microwave for heating stuff.
What else do you use it for?
Oh, no,
drying the cat.
No, but what I'm saying is, as opposed to, you know, cooking entire meals or cooking actual... They generally heat stuff in it. It's like,
yeah,
give it 2 minutes in the microwave. As opposed, I mean, you can use a microwave for cooking actual things, proper food.
What's he? Are you saying there's like a difference between heating stuff up and cooking, is there? What's he on about?
Right.
Surely cooking is literally heating things up.
That's,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly it, anyway.
I don't know what he does be talking about sometimes. High speed internet. In at number six. High speed wireless internet, of course.
Yeah, I suppose that's fair enough.
Still rare in parts of Ireland, believe it or not.
Yeah.
In at number
like
five.
Narnia.
Yeah. In at number five, the laptop. Of course, yeah. I suppose that's your access to the internet, so one would be side by side with the other.
Yeah.
In fact, one of them is pretty much pointless without the other nowadays.
The other, yeah.
Online banking in at number four. Another thing I hate.
Yeah, I'm not...
I'm of a certain era.
Although it is kind of handy. You have to confess, it is kind of handy.
It's not as handy as, can you do that for me, thank you very much. You know?
It's not as handy as just getting somebody else to do it.
Get on a bike, go into the bank and say, I need to do that thing.
You'd rather go to the trouble of actually going to a bank and queuing up and everything.
Yeah, I've issues with online banking in that I just can't do it. Yeah. And it really annoys me, very much so.
Hence why the item at number four or whatever it was ended up in his front garden. But anyway, moving swiftly on.
I tell you, we're throwing some shade this morning. I blame Declan Rice. Number three, smartphone, of course. We run our entire lives from a smartphone.
I'm amazed that's not nearly higher.
Yes, so am I. Although when you think about the second one, it's pretty much almost important just to stay alive these days. The fridge freezer.
Oh, right.
You need a fridge, right?
Yeah.
If you have a mobile phone, although some people are just going, fuck it, I'll have a microwave, I'll buy some rice.
Yeah. If you have a mobile phone, you could live on takeaways.
That's true,
You wouldn't need either a microwave or a fridge.
No, you don't even have to order. You can do Siri, you can sit in the room. Hey, Siri. Order me a Chinese. And number one, in at number one, holding strong at number one, the ability to have and wear clean clothes tops everything else. It is the washer dryer is the number one when it comes to household mod cons.
My God, can you imagine if that wasn't around?
Yeah.
Imagine having to hand wash all your clothes.
Here in the sink or in the bath with your El Greater singing songs. Old Grey Marine, what she used to be scrubbing all day.
Yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish, only want to be with you here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Quick reminder, the brilliant Fred Cook, Dancing with the Stars and comedian and all that sort of stuff on the way after eight.
Now, Who the Man?
Classic Hits.
Who the Man? Who the Man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out, here come
Who the Man. So there you go, we got Who the Man today, 1,340 quid. And if it wasn't enough to give you those incredible clues over the last while, top class, ding.
Yeah.
We got another clue today, the second of two parts. A ling. So there you go. So ding-a-ling, top class. That's what we have for you. And it sounds exactly like this.
Man.
Well, it doesn't sound exactly. That's actually it. So that's it. Let's get stuck in, I guess. It's going to be John Gillan in Galway this morning. How are you, John?
Morning, PJ. How's it going?
Not bad at all. John, how are you getting on? Any plans for your weekend ahead?
Wait, no plans at all. No, just hang out with the lads here at home.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, who's the lad? Sons or brothers or who is it?
Yeah, I have two boys here. I have Tom at 6 and Ben is 3.
Oh, very good. If you win, then you'll have to take them out and make a day of it.
Absolutely.
Right, what did you think of his new clue, by the way? A ling.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Great vote of confidence there from John.
Right, John, we better give you a stab at it. So, who do you think it is?
I think it's Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell. Right. Well, I tell you what.
Right, I get it now.
I came to that conclusion myself yesterday. So, unfortunately, John, I'd say we're both on the losing battle. But we'll put it over to Mike. What do you reckon, Mike? Mario Lopez,
John Gillan in Galway. You're dead right.
No way! Yay!
Wow!
Oh my God! I can't believe it. That means PJ Gallagher would have been right. That's an even bigger shock.
John, as if miracles wouldn't happen. What's the crack?
That's incredible. Well done, John.
Thank you.
So listen, was it the ding-a-ling? Was that the one that sealed it for you?
Yeah, it was a ding. I didn't get the a-ling this morning, but it was a ding.
The ding.
Well, and imagine only getting half that clue and somehow still making it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what fantastic.
So, how much is John won then?
£1,340 is yours, John.
Fantastic.
Thanks, lad.
Will you take the lads out for the weekend now?
Take the lads out, we will for sure, yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, congratulations.
Listen, John, stay on the line and Magic Mike will get all your details and we'll arrange to get that payment to you. Fantastic. That is absolutely brilliant. A winner on Who the Man, John Gillan in Galway. Now, 1,300 and how much?
£40. And thank you for sharing it with me because I got it right as well. I really appreciate it.
Don't worry, check it in the post, PJ.
Absolutely. John, congratulations. Have a great day.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers.
Have a great one, John.
Wow, it's gone, Michael.
It's gone, lads. So do you get Mario the clues Lopin now?
Yeah, well, top
crystal,
class.
Crystal clear, top class, over the bell.
Ding-a-ling.
Yeah, in fairness, they were very, you were right, they were very good clues. To be fair to you.
This is the bit it came from.
But also a very socially conscious and a show with a lot of humanity.
Oh, good for you, man, yeah.
There you go. But that little bit at the end there. That little bit there.
Good for you, man. That's him there. Yeah, that's I thought you actually whipped it out of the word humanity. I was there. Wow, that's some serious editing there.
Right. Well done. So John Gillan in Galway. Now the winner of the Who. So we'll have to start again.
We'll have to go again. I think something different maybe for next week.
Yeah,
lads.
Let's do something different.
Wow.
How about
teasing us?
How do we give PJ money? That's a great name for a show.
Yeah.
For a little bit. Or, you know, isn't PJ the crack? Maybe that's a good one.
Fred Cook on the way after 8.
Give him a tenner, maybe.
And Jim in the morning. Wake up happy. The two-time Imro Award-winning breakfast show with Flexify, Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com. Classic hits.
Oh yeah, we all believe that secretly.
Also, just to let you know, this hour the Forever Young song that you're listening for, Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero. Okay, Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero. That's what you need to hear. And when you do, text WIN or WhatsApp WIN rather to 087-188-0008. But
here we
look
go.
Look what you've found.
Now listen, we all know that footballers and stuff, they get transferred for crazy money. Mad money. And then last week, of course, we all heard the story of Armando the Pigeon. Do you remember Tara was doing it in the news?
Yeah.
Armando the Pigeon is sold for $1.2 million. The most expensive pigeon ever sold.
It was a
sold.
Racing pigeon, obviously.
A racing... Oh, yeah, well, he wasn't just a fancy... yeah. An extraordinarily good-looking...
Wasn't one that had been captured on O'Connell Street.
No, wasn't it on Gickna? No, not like them poor fellas with the foot blown off and smoking a cigarette. Yeah. You know the way they'd be walking around. Yeah. I always think, though, and I will say, I think I've said it before, like, pigeons are the most loyal birds of all time. You know, the geese come over from Canada, they move around and... All the larks, they do their bit of emigration and the whole lot. The pigeon has wings. He can go anywhere he wants in the world. And where does he go? O'Connell Street.
Yeah.
Walks around chewing cigarette butts. You know what I mean? Saying hello to the tourists.
Pigeon is the...
My family's here. Boy,
is the avian version of that lad who goes, I wouldn't go for him.
No, yeah, that's it, yeah. Him. Yeah, they're walking around.
Not with the food and all.
The cities they're from. They're walking around Dublin, Ireland, lads, what's the crack? Pigeons and Cork. Oh, well, you know. So what would I want outside of Cork? Like,
cool.
You know.
Cool.
Yep, that's it. They do their own thing. They're doing their own thing. Yep, I tell you. So pigeons, as much we may laugh, very loyal animals.
Right.
But I have here a list of the biggest transfers ever. Like the biggest money transfers ever spent on animals all over the world, right?
Wow.
I'll give you the top 5 because we'll be here all day if we go into the 10. Because when it comes to animals, I have a tendency to go off into too much detail. I know, I do. I can't help myself. I go off into it, right? Some of these worth more than Declan Rice. Who's in the Ra? This is the funniest thing in the world. Up the Ra. Declan Rice is in the Ra. He's in trouble now. Oh, he'd be worth less than the cow. So here you go. So here we are. In number 5, it was a Devonshire Dale sheep called Perfection. Now, you might wonder why a sheep would be sold for €265,000, but it was.
Is this a farmer-to-farmer transaction? Or was this selling the sheep for lamb chops or whatever?
Oh, jeez, you wouldn't eat that. Oh, God, can you imagine?
Or wool or... I don't, like, what was the... Who bought it?
Well, I'm not sure, right? So you must be kidding, is what the Star have said about this. It's good, isn't it? Scottish breeder Jimmy Douglas, he bought the sheep for $231,000 in 2009 and it was bred by an embryo transfer. So it was a very scientific sheep and was the son of parents Kelso Oxygen and Knock Magnum. These are like the poshest names ever. Never mind, if they were human names,
Like, you know, this is Kelso Magnum. He's just had his degree from Trinity. He's moving on. He's going for his master's. Yeah. His Knock Magnum is a lecturer. Big man in the Church of Ireland there. You know, you'd be all of that, wouldn't you? You'd be some, like, those are really posh human names. So Jonathan Long from Farmers Weekly, he says, yes, it is expensive. I know it seems like a lot to pay for sheep, but he did say, we are talking about the top end of pedigree sheep. So there you go.
Pedigree sheep.
Yeah, so I don't know what they
for
did
for breeding purposes, for breeding other great sheep.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
It was a ewe. For having super sheep babies.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, big horns on them and everything, yeah. So there you go, so we're into number four.
A ewe, as in a female.
All right, yeah. Well, you know what you're talking about. Whereas I don't have a ram's idea. Right, so Big Splash is the name of a dog that was sold for €1 million, right? And they say it's the Red Tibetan Mastiff, sold for a huge amount to a Chinese oil baron. It's the Chinese are gone mad on the animal transfers, aren't they? It was them that did the whole Armando the Pigeon as well.
Yeah.
Like, because they do say, and your man doesn't seem to have gotten a great deal, right? So a Tibetan Mastiff, it normally goes for about £600 to £1,000. He spent $1 million on his. A million.
That expression of somebody saw you coming.
It does, yeah. He says the high price is... it's a high price, but the breed has become a revered status symbol in China.
So he's just going to... He just wanted the dog.
You could have got even one for a grand, like. Yeah. He spent $1 million. You know?
Very bizarre.
Anyway, Missy the cow. She's next. This has been replaced by Armando the Pigeon, but she was third expensive before Armando came along. Missy was bought by a Canadian investor in 2013 who paid up thanks to her perfect proportions. Woo! Sexy cow. The black and white Holstein cow produces 50% more milk than your average beast. Well, I'll tell you something.
So you want to be producing a lot of milk to get that money back.
You'd be producing, yeah, because nearly £1 million worth. An unnamed tuna fish. The tuna with no name.
Wow. He wanted to protect his identity.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah. They protected the tuna's identity.
It's like a lotto winner. Doesn't want their name published.
And this is
if I sell for that sort of money, don't mention me name.
If I go for 2.8 million.
I will never live it down.
2.8 million, right? Yeah. I don't want anyone knowing. Yeah. I'll have every fish in the sea swimming around the door.
I tell you, do you know something? They'd be like piranhas. Yeah. They'd be like piranhas.
I'll tell you something. A tuna's hard to get a bit of pieces. It is being a bluefin tuna. So there you go. A sushi tycoon. This is actually the most boring story ever when it comes to when you think of the money involved. I think 2.8 million. This thing must be a flipping mermaid.
Right.
Flipping mermaid. But it turns out it's just a regular fish, a bluefin tuna. It was sold for 2.8 million. And when they asked him why did he spend it, he says, oh, because the quality of tuna is the best. It's literally the dullest story in the whole thing. 2.8 million. Isn't that unbelievable? So here we go. We're going to talk mad money now.
Right. So this is it. This is the number one, is it?
This is the number one. It's a stallion, a horse. And it became the most expensive horse in history when the Kentucky Derby winner was sold to Ireland to an Irish breeder. Coolmore Stud for a reported price of €53 million. He's gone on to sire 60 race winners worldwide, and he's known as a shuttle stallion, which sounds like he's producing more milk than the cow, doesn't it? So there you go, a shuttle stallion.
50 odd mil.
53 million on a horse. On a horse!
So basically bring a horse over and, you know, allow him to do what
riding,
nature intended.
Yeah, yeah. You may ride the horse, but this horse rides you. It's a face, but it's 53 million for the horse! God.
That's...
telling you something. How much is Declan Rice worth now? I think he's falling down. Himself and Armando the Pigeon are devil begging this morning.
Guaranteed Irish, Thin Lizzy, Sarah here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 7:21. On the subject of those expensive animals, somebody's just texted in to say, don't let Declan Rice near that €53 million horse. Remember Shergar?
Yeah. Oh, now you're talking. Exactly, yeah.
That's never going to go away, I tell you.
It's never going away. It's very funny. Like, it is very funny. It's just a very funny news story. He was only 15, so you have to kind of give him a little bit of slack. But at the same time, it's too funny not to have the crack.
Exactly. And Terry from the south side has texted in to say, hi guys, why do Northsiders keep pigeons? So they can teach the kids how to walk.
Been hearing that joke
harsh.
Our whole lives.
Harsh. Unbelievable. Anyway, and somebody has texted in tuna, Young Offenders. Because, of course, a famous tuna episode of the Young Offenders.
There is, when they try to rob a bluefin tuna.
Not 2.8 million's worth, but
Well, I suppose it was technically supposed to be worth that in the show, but I think they may have not been a real one. Yeah, but of course they get it wrong in Young Offenders, and it's a yellowfin tuna and it gets eaten to bits anyway in the river, yeah.
Anyway, listen, 7.22, we're listening out for our Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero. That's our Forever Young song for this hour. And also still to come, which is very exciting, is yet another clue for Who the Man. We had a clue yesterday. We had a clue that's been out there for a while, Top Class. Yesterday there was a clue, Ding, from Michael. And there's another one on the way today before we play Who the Man. And it's worth a lot of wedge at
it
this
is,
stage.
Yeah. We're on 1,340 quid. That's what we're on today. 1,340 quid. So it's a lot of money. And like Jim was saying, the second part of Magic Mike's clue, which he reckons is almost giving it away.
Right.
Almost giving it away.
So could we have a winner today? Who knows?
Maybe.
So that's on the way. And also, just a reminder, a bit later on, just after 8 o'clock, the brilliant Fred Cook, or Fred
Freddy
Cook.
Freddie Cook.
Fred Cook.
Fred Cook. We have to start saying it right.
It's going
to be
very
tough. I can't get my mouth around it. I know I'm like 20 years or something.
It sounds like I'm, you know, it sounds like I'm just,
messing.
Like I'm slagging.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm slagging him, yeah. It feels like
Fred
I'm slagging.
Fred Cook.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like saying Declan Reese.
Old Saints, Pure Shores, here are Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday, Friday 22nd of March, 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Who the Man on the way. A big heap of cash, and if you were to get your hands on it, obviously what you spend it on is entirely up to yourself, but, well, you might just be tempted to spend it on something on the house, maybe.
Something on the house, yeah. All the mod cons. That's the phrase that was big in the boom. We're coming back now again, because if you're a renter in Dublin anyway, you're lucky to get a hall tour and be charged for $3,000 or $4,000 a month for it. So there you go. So all the mod cons. And then I don't know why Heathrow Express have bothered their
Barney.
Bothered their Barney doing this survey. But they've done it. They've talked to 2,000 people and they've come up with the top 10 most favourite mod cons.
Oh my God, are we doing a top 10?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it, yeah.
We're doing a top 10, right,
and
okay.
And these, they say, now what I find very bizarre about this list
right.
is they say the mod cons in the general modern era save people 51 minutes a day. There's no way that's right. They save you much more than 51 minutes.
I was just
going
to say,
much more. I mean, much more.
Let's get into it then and find out.
Raw, there we go. This is going to be sound like the most weird top 10 ever, right? So, in at number 10, the electric kettle.
I mean,
do you know what I mean? It's, yeah.
Well, I mean, what's the alternative to the electric kettle? Putting it on the gas.
I suppose sticking it on the
boiling
gas.
Boiling it on the gas.
Or lighting a fire in the middle of the room and putting a pot in it.
Right,
that's
so
the other one.
That saves you way more than whatever they say.
Because there's seconds. I mean, Chambers, if you're me, you use the kettle to wash your hair and everything. So there you go. In at number 9, the sat nav. Doubt that. Sat nav's long dead. Sat long, you know, with
the
mobile
Google Maps
phone.
And all that now. Yeah. Unless that's what they mean, just general GPS stuff.
I don't think so. Although, yeah, maybe you do, yeah. But anyway, I'll head on. Number 8. The humble but fantastic dishwasher, holding strong in number 8.
Brilliant.
Hate dishwashers, I do.
Do you?
I absolutely despise the idea of
dishwashers. Dishwashers are an absolute godsend.
They're nothing. They're just... That's why we have a mess here, because of dishwashers.
Oh, in this?
Yeah, anywhere.
No. The reason we have a mess in here is because people won't load the dishwasher.
No, it's because there is a dishwasher. That's why. If you have no option but to just clean up after yourself...
Not the crowd in here.
But that's they've given the option of the flipping dishwasher.
And they still don't use it. They don't put the stuff in.
You know what a dishwasher is? It's a press to keep dirty crap in. That's all a dishwasher is. It's where you keep dirty crap.
No, I'm a fan of the dishwasher.
Oh, I hate them.
No, I'm not brilliant at emptying it. I will confess that.
See,
but I am a fan. I'm a fan of loading it, though.
When you don't have a dishwasher...
Turning it on.
When you don't have a dishwasher, you won't believe what happens, right? I don't have one. You just clean up after yourself.
Yeah, but that's sloppy and horrible.
It's not sloppy and horrible.
Move on.
So the dishwasher absolutely doesn't deserve its place. After number 7, the microwave. Yeah, absolutely. Microwave.
Yeah.
Literally the instant cooker. It's been keeping single men alive since the 1950s.
Most people still use the microwave for heating stuff.
What else do you use it for?
I know,
drying the cat.
No, but what I'm saying is, as opposed to, you know, cooking entire meals or cooking actual... They generally heat stuff in it. It's like,
yeah,
give it 2 minutes in the microwave. As opposed, I mean, you can use a microwave for cooking actual things, proper food.
What's he? Are you saying there's like a difference between heating stuff up and cooking, is there? What's he on about?
Right.
Surely cooking is literally heating things up.
That's,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly it, anyway.
Isn't that what you just be talking about sometimes? High speed internet. In at number six. High speed wireless internet, of course.
Yeah, I suppose that's, yeah, fair enough.
Still rare in parts of Ireland, believe it or not.
Yeah.
In at number
like
five.
Narnia.
Yeah. In at number five, the laptop. Of course, yeah. I suppose that's your access to the internet, so one would be side by side with the other.
Yeah.
In fact, one of them is pretty much pointless without the other
without
nowadays.
The other, yeah.
Online banking in at number four. Another thing I hate.
Yeah, I'm not...
I'm of a certain era.
Although it is kind of handy. You have to confess, it is kind of handy.
It's not as handy as, can you do that for me, thank you very much. You know?
It's not as handy as just getting somebody else to do it.
Get on a bike, go into the bank and say, I need to do that
thing. You'd rather go to the trouble of actually going to a bank and queuing up and everything.
Yeah, I've issues with online banking in that I just can't do it. Yeah. And it really annoys me, very much so.
Hence why the item at number four or whatever it was ended up in his front garden. But anyway, moving swiftly on.
Oh, I tell you, we're throwing some shade this morning. I blame Declan Rice. Number three, smartphone, of course. We run our entire lives from a smartphone.
I'm amazed that's not nearly higher.
Yes, so am I. Although when you think about the second one, it's pretty much almost important just to stay alive these days. The fridge freezer.
Oh, right.
You need a fridge, right?
Yeah.
If you have a mobile phone, although some people are just going, oh, fuck it, I'll have a microwave, I'll buy some rice.
Yeah. If you have a mobile phone, you could live on takeaways.
That's true,
You wouldn't need either a microwave or a fridge.
You can actually, you don't even have to order. You can do Siri, you can sit in the room. Hey, Siri. Order me a Chinese. And number one, in at number one, holding strong at number one, the ability to have and wear clean clothes tops everything else. It is the washer dryer is the number one when it comes to household mod cons.
My God, can you imagine if that wasn't around?
Yeah.
Imagine having to hand wash all your clothes.
Here in the sink or in the bath with your El Greater singing songs. Old Grey Marine, what she used to be scrubbing all day.
Yeah, Hootie and the Blowfish, only want to be with you here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Quick reminder, the brilliant Fred Cook, Dancing with the Stars and comedian and all that sort of stuff on the way after eight.
Now, Who the Man?
Classic Hits.
Who the Man? Who the Man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out, here come
Who the Man. So there you go, we got Who the Man today, 1,340 quid. And if it wasn't enough to give you those incredible clues over the last while, top class, ding.
Yeah.
We got another clue today, the second of two parts, a ling. So there you go, so ding-a-ling, top class. That's what we have for you, and it sounds exactly like this.
Man.
Well, it doesn't sound exactly, that's actually it. So that's it, let's get stuck in, I guess. It's going to be John Gillan in Galway this morning. How are you, John?
Morning, PJ, how's it going?
Not bad at all, John. How are you getting on? Any plans for your weekend ahead?
Great, no plans at all, no. Just hang out with the lads here at home.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah, who's the lads, sons or brothers, or who is it?
Yeah, I have two boys here. I have Tom at six and Ben is three.
Oh, very good. If you win, then you'll have to take them out and make a day of it.
Absolutely.
Right, what did you think of his new clue, by the way? A ling.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Great, vote of confidence there from John.
Right, John, we better give you a stab at it. So, who do you think it is?
I think it's Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez. Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell. Right, well, I tell you what.
Right, I get it now.
I came to that conclusion myself yesterday. So, unfortunately, John, I'd say we're both on the losing battle. But we'll put it over to Mike. What do you reckon, Mike? Mario Lopez.
John Gillan in Galway. You're dead right.
No way! Yay!
Wow!
Oh my God! I can't believe it. That means PJ Gallagher would have been right. That's an even bigger shock.
John, as if miracles wouldn't happen. What's the crack?
That's incredible. Well done, John.
Thank you.
So listen, was it the ding-a-ling? Was that the one that sealed it for you?
Yeah, it was a ding. I didn't get the ling this morning, but it was a ding.
The ding?
Well, and imagine only getting half that clue and somehow still making it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what
fantastic.
So, how much is John won then?
1,340 quid is yours, John.
Fantastic.
Thanks, lads.
Lads out for the weekend now?
We'll take the lads out. We will for sure, yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, congratulations.
Listen, John, stay on the line and Magic Mike will get all your details and we'll arrange to get that payment to you. Fantastic. That is absolutely brilliant. A winner on Who the Man, John Gillan in Galway. Now, 1,300 and how much?
40 quid. And thank you for sharing it with me because I got it right as well. I really appreciate it.
Don't worry, check it in the post, PJ.
Absolutely. John, congratulations. Have a great day.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers.
Have a great one, John.
Wow, it's gone, Michael.
It's gone, lads. So do you get Mario the clues Lope. Now?
Yeah, well, top
crystal,
class.
Crystal clear, top class, over the bell.
Ding-a-ling.
Yeah, in fairness, they were very, you were right, they were very
they were good,
clues. To be fair to you.
This is the bit it came from.
But also a very socially conscious and a show with a lot of humanity.
Oh, good for you, man, yeah.
There you go. But that little bit at the end there. That little bit there.
Good for you, man. That's him there. Yeah, that's I thought him. You actually whipped it out of the word humanity. I was there. Wow, that's some serious editing there.
Right. Well done. So John Gillan in Galway. Now the winner of the Who. So we'll have to start again.
We'll have to go again. I think something different maybe for next week.
Yeah,
lads.
Let's do something different. Let's do something different.
Wow.
How about
teasing us?
How do we give PJ money? That's a great name for a show.
Yeah.
For a little bit. Or, you know, isn't PJ the crack? Maybe that's a good one.
Fred Cook on the way after 8.
Give him a tenner, maybe.
PJ and Jim in the morning. Wake up happy. The two-time Imro award-winning breakfast show with Flexify. Ireland's latest way to pay. See flexify.com. Classic
hits. Clue on the way in the next hour. Ooh, exciting.
Yeah, the second part of yesterday's clue on the way for Who the Man. So it's 1,340 quid as well. So yeah, you're going to want to play that this morning.
PJ and Jim in the morning. Wake up happy. The two.